Have you ever been to a shrink? I have, and my total takeaway from that experience happened to be a very good feeling, totally recognizing just how very important my relationship with the therapist was, because I was one of many that through my financial support for around 8 months was dramatically improving my therapist's quality of life. And although all of that therapist advice didn't do a damn thing to improve my life, at least I had the satisfaction in the knowledge of how it was improving theirs. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. You see, even though psychoanalysts very much enjoy giving the impression that their livelihood is a science, if you really press them on the issue, any decent and ethical psychoanalyst will admit that it's not a science, which is really nice, because if they didn't do that, a person with problems and issues might discover that they could get an equal amount of insight and benefit by going to a tarot card reader, and probably for a hell of a lot less money. Now make no mistake, modern psychoanalysis is very good at describing and classifying various mental issues. And if you think about it, for a psychotherapist, that's a very good thing. Because there are just so many people out there with so many issues, it pretty much guarantees a level of job security that few other occupations, having a lifetime position of a Supreme Court justice, for example, can match. And having that kind of well-paid job and income security must absolutely do wonders for their mental health. So after giving this quite a bit of thought, I came up with something that I believe is not only innovative, but completely ethical, because it's based on realist principles. It's based on symbiosis, and I call it Rent-A-Friend. Very briefly, before I continue, if you're enjoying this episode, please subscribe and hit that notification bell so the channel grows. And if you're listening to my podcast anywhere in the world, I would sincerely appreciate you telling a friend. Now, back to the episode. Allow me to explain just how Rent-A-Friend works. For a very modest fee, less than half the going rate of current psychoanalyst and or psychotherapist, a client can meet me at a public place. It must be a relaxing, dimly lit restaurant that serves drinks. Obviously, not anything like a fast food restaurant. The client meets for a standard two-hour session, which they have already prepaid for. And the Rent-A-Friend session begins immediately after the client and I have received our first round of drinks. I want to make it perfectly clear that if someone is a non-drinker, they do not qualify for the Rent-A-Friend service. Since the service will be completely ineffective if their mind is not properly lubricated, uninhibited, and open to suggestion. So basically, I sit there acting as a caring and patient friend, hence the reason for the name of the service, and listen to everything they have to say, no matter how totally inane, vacuous, superficial, and completely fucking idiotic it may be. Eventually, typically around the third round of drinks, which the client always pays for, I will begin to give them my analysis and suggestions for their life, all done with a soft tone and convincing smile, as though I was their best friend. Just like conventional licensed psychotherapists do. Trust me, they won't even be able to tell the difference, but their wallet will. Because remember, the service I provide is less than half the cost of a conventional therapist. So what about efficacy? The results, you might reasonably ask? Well, the one area that Rent a Friend has in common with conventional psychotherapy is that it makes no claims to guarantee therapeutic success. And since clients have already accepted that reality, and most certainly signed documents to that effect, prior to receiving conventional therapy, the same rules and disclaimers will apply to Rent a Friend. We are very sympathetic if a client's life is completely fucked up because they are batshit crazy, but they are not going to successfully sue Rent a Friend. And just to finish this description of how Rent a Friend works, safety is always a primary concern for our clients, so we always require the following safety protocol. Clients must always turn over their car keys, they of course can keep the rest of them, before the session even begins. And if I or the professional barkeep determine that a client has had too much alcohol, the client may call a friend to pick them up or have a taxi or Uber, at the client's expense, provide them a ride home, and the client can retrieve their car keys the next day at their convenience. We use this precaution because the last thing clients need in their life is another potential tragedy due to a DUI accident, and because we've already statistically determined that if someone is of such low intelligence, willing to completely disgrace themselves by using such a service, they benefit by not suffering any potential further negative consequences by operating a vehicle intoxicated, which they, in all probability, would do without this precaution, due to their already mentioned very low intelligence. I believe our motto says it all. Rent a Friend truly cares about you and wants to be your best friend forever. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.